Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, it is a Tuesday morning, and we always like to catch up with Canton Mayor Tom Burnaby, find out what is happening around the Hall of Fame city, and he's on our WHBC Newsline right now. Good morning, Mayor.
Hi, Pam. Good morning. Good morning, Canton.
Well, so much is going on. I'll tell you, it has been such a busy time. I mean, it just hasn't slowed down at all. And it's continuing today. You got to tell us, I guess I didn't even really realize that today is the International Day of Peace.
Today is the International Day of Peace. That is every year, September 21. It is a United Nations-sponsored observance. They started this back in 1981, I believe. And again, the real purpose of it is, and they actually, United Nations actually passes a resolution where they ask all of their member states from around the world to, you know, observe today, to observing 24 hours of nonviolence and ceasefire. So this is an event that is, you know, caught on around the world, and certainly locally, I think that this is celebrated every year in Canton and Stark County. And today there will be a gathering of students from various schools and various Stark County schools at Centennial Plaza from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Wow. And I think that's probably a good thing, considering all the things we're going through, not only across the world, but locally these days. That should be pretty awesome.
I think it is. Absolutely.
So what about Jackson Township? I want to talk a little bit about that, because I know you noted in our little message here, you talked about, you know, the joint economic development and everything that's happening there and how Canton is working with Jackson Township. Explain that a little bit.
Well, you know, we don't normally talk about things that are happening in other political subdivisions and so forth, but I did want to take a moment, you know, today or sometime to just really give my congratulations to Jackson Township. We have a great working relationship with them, with their trustees, with their officials. This has led to the development of a number of what we call joint economic development districts, or JEDs. This is a statutorily authorized entity in which we share economic development and income tax. The most recent one, and the very large one, which is developing, is the very large Tam O'Shanter track, the golf courses. And you see a lot of construction out there, including the gigantic Meijer store that is going in. There's much more development to come. But while I'm talking about Jackson Township, you know, I talk about Centennial Plaza all the time, and I just wanted to tell the world that I went out to the Jackson Amphitheater, which was just opened this past year also, as did Centennial Plaza. I can only describe it, you know, it's like a mini Blossom Music Center, but without permanent seating, but a great facility. BB and I went out there, and we saw a Bruce Springsteen tribute band, and just wanted to say congratulations and hats off to Jackson, because it's a great facility, and they do great things out there.
Yeah.
But a great partner, yep.
Yeah, pretty cool. And that can only help everybody, right?
Absolutely. Yep, yep. It is good for everybody.
Speaking of concerts, also, about Sunday night's concert at the Palace Theater, you wanted to mention that.
I did want to mention that, and that's because, you know, two things, of course. The Palace Theater is one of the great draws downtown, and they do a good job, you know, every week and every month. But last Sunday, or Sunday night's concert, was kind of unique in that, of course, we were bouncing back from COVID, or we are in the midst, of course of masking and vaccination controversies and so forth. Sunday night, Pat Benatar was scheduled, and Pat and her promoter, Live Nation, they mandated, it wasn't the Palace Theater itself, but the performer and her promoter mandated proof of vaccination and or a current negative test to get in, with mask recommended. And that generated, I think you may have seen in the repository and on social media, you know, a lot of controversy and a lot of comments, both pro and con, as to that requirement. But as it turned out, you know, people, I think, voted with their feet and their wallets in favor of public health measures. I'm told that a close to capacity crowd of over 1,000 people showed up. So it was, you know, it was an important test, I guess, of or a vote or a turnout on that particular issue. And people are willing to go to public places with those kinds of restrictions, and it was evidenced by that. So I think that was good for all of us.
So we're heading out of officially into fall tomorrow, out of summer, officially into fall tomorrow. That means that the farmer's market's going to come to an end.
Yeah, and by the way, I heard your forecast. Didn't you say 61 a high, I think, on Friday? So, yep, it is. I guess we knew that going in, or somebody knew that. The farmers knew that because September 25, this coming Saturday, was the last scheduled farmer's market. And so from 10 to 1, this will be the final one. Again, that's been very, very successful. And if I can grab just a minute, I just wanted to say that on this Saturday, we had a great four-day run of the events downtown, but Saturday was our ribbon cutting, and I've been mentioning that for a number of weeks and so forth, and we had the Buckeyes on the big screen. Jimmy and the Soul Blazers played from 7:30 to 9, and then we had fireworks, and then they played from 9:15, I think, to about 10:30, but a really, really large crowd of 1,000 to 2,000 people, and great everything, and I just want to thank everybody for coming out and thank all the people that worked so hard to make Centennial Plaza a reality, and it was a great grand opening, and we plan to make it bigger and better next year.
Awesome. Well, a lot of great stuff, and I know we'll continue to talk about it, and we appreciate you coming on today, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, Pam, next week I might have my sweater on. I don't know.
It's possible. Me too. Thanks, Mayor.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, everybody.
WHBC Sports, the Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week.
Out there, Johnson's got it! Touchdown!
Well, you give it to your best player, and if they stop it, they're better than you, but not tonight.
Any major adjustments at halftime, Coach?
Friday night will be in North Canton as the Hoover Vikings host the McKinley Bulldogs on 1480 WHBC Sports.
Appreciate all the work you guys do.
Been there, done that before.
The Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week.